100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is your old pal, Lawrence Simon, and a cat that was missed. Tinny's up on the end of the sofa. He was sitting on my shoulder earlier, and it was like, no, I gotta go recording, no sad kitty. 100 Word Stories. I post a topic, you come up with the story, that's what we do in the weekly challenge. Number 490, the topic is adventure. We're off on an adventure. We got stories from Jeffrey, Tura, Charlie LaCrosse, Richard, Tom, Lizzie, Serendipity, Muncie, Narval Joe, and, at the last minute, Danny. Oh, and Planet Z. Let's get this thing rolling here. What am I babbling for? You don't want to hear me babble. You only hear me babble about Syrian refugees or Venus and Serena Williams or any of that news crap or the whole fact that college football is going and professional football is today. I'm going to see a documentary. It's like 8 minutes long, a little short, on the Quay Brothers, Q-U-A-Y. You got to see these things. I think they're up on YouTube. I'm not sure. But it's amazing, intricate, creepy stuff. So it's they're showing this at the Museum of Fine Arts. It's been forever since I've seen a movie there. I really need to get into seeing this. And sadly, if we get a house, we'll be further from these things. So, oh, well. Right, story. Let's get these stories going. Jeffrey will start things off.
Good morning. It's Jeffrey Fisher here for week 490 on the topic of adventure. I have two stories. My first is called Camp Counselor. Many teens complained about the camp counselor job, but Randy thought it was great. Sure, six-year-olds exhibited separation anxiety, fussed at everything, and were constantly in a vicious circle of drinking juice and peeing. Randy had a secret weapon, however. Around 10 a.m., he would ask his charges, "Who wants to have an adventure?" Amid squeals of delight, he would set half the group to hide near the barn, and the other half to hide near the boatyard. No one ever thought it was odd that everyone hid and no one saw it. Shortly before parents arrived to pick up their precious cargo, Randy would find and wake each of the kids. It never failed to give him a full day to himself. And my second story is called The Job. The former ranger scared the crap out of us his first day on the job when he rappelled up the building and swung into the office, spraying glass everywhere. "Hi, I'm Ted." The next week, Ted caught Gladys stealing food from the refrigerator. He had her spread-eagled on her stomach and secured her arms with plastic ties until the department supervisor arrived. When I next saw Ted, he was securing his commando knife in its sheath before his raid on the IT department. I took Ted aside. "Look, man, every employer has its own culture. You've got to try to fit in." Ted looked perplexed. "What are you saying?" "Around here, we take the elevator, we don't hogtie fat grandmothers, and we don't slit the throats of IT guys just to get a printer. This isn't the army. It's not an adventure. It's just a job." And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week with more stories.
Tura Brazoino here with a story on the subject of adventure. In fact, I'm not actually here the day this goes out. I'll be sitting on a hotel terrace in Santorini on holiday, so I'm sending this in beforehand. And I'll be sending next week's in as well, because I'll still be away on holiday then. So, a story about a different sort of adventure. "Mother isn't coming, is she?" said my son suddenly. I'd been putting this off, but it couldn't be avoided anymore. "No. No, she isn't," I said at last. "There are some bad men after me. They found your mother." He would cry later, but not yet. "So this is an adventure," he said. "But I waited for him to complete the thought. Not a story adventure. We don't know how it turns out. Yes, we just have to make it turn out as best we can. We slipped out to the car and drove off into the silent night.
Hello, everyone. Some more snickersnack from my electromechanical machine. An adventure gone undone, or sloppily executed, is an adventure gone to waste. My adventures are planned with care and deliberation. I consult with experts to plan the simplest adventure. A trip to the other end of the county calls for a check of the running gear on my vehicle, a packed lunch and water and snacks for the pooch. It also calls for a quick message to my personal assistant to remind her to look in on the dogs, check for open windows and doors, and to trigger interior lighting after sundown, including the bank of halogens on the garage. Second, the reason for my performance-related panic is due to the fact that I suffer from severe, late-onset, anxiety disorder, which makes simple adventures or interactions like strolling down the street a disproportionately tensile experience. One of the signifiers of social anxiety is a heightened sense of alertness. The sound of skateboard wheels whirring around the street corner creates a sliver of unease. A bike bell ringing behind me causes me to grit my teeth and raise my iron-tipped cane in order to ready myself for a strike across the rider's brow, or a quick jab at the bike's spokes. Third, her mother named her adventure Adventura, formally, but shortened when she started middle school. She was a tomboy. Wearing low-top sneakers, a scraggly ponytail, and a baggy t-shirt, one of the many outfits in her tomboy aura. She avoided tattoos and any piercings because of her ancestry, and her grandmother, who thought they were disfiguring, disgusting, dumb and dull. Adventure didn't need anything to decorate her body but her shiny, spellbinding eyes, and her mysterious smile. To say the least, she was a tall, thin, knockout. All the boys loved her. The girls loved her, and the gods loved her.
Good morning, this is Richard, and these are my stories on the topic of adventure. My first story is called Out of the Frying Pan. Laggins was not a happy hobbit. His ruse to replace the chalice of eternal power with his favourite mug had completely failed to fool the wizard or any other members of their little group. "I told you I wasn't cut out for adventure," he protested. "You tricked me into joining your stupid quest. And now you're complaining because I'm not up to the job? Well, if you're that interested in dragons and gold, you can damn well go yourself." "Fair enough," said the wizard. "We'll go. You guard the camp alone. Watch out for the goblins and trolls, though." Here's story number two. Anti-hero. Why is it that in the movies being in the wrong place at the wrong time always leads to a great adventure? In my experience, it tends to lead to a whole load of grief, plenty of shouting, and all too frequently, real physical pain. I'm just not made from the right stuff. I'm not at all heroic. Tend to avoid trouble at all costs, and if I do happen to find myself in the wrong place at the wrong time, I'll do whatever it takes to get the hell out of there as fast as possible. And finally, this one is called Infomercial. Life is full of disappointments. As a child, I felt badly let down by the local adventure playground. There were no bloodthirsty sharks, pirates, magical mazes, or lost cities to explore. Just a couple of rope swings, some monkey bars, and a crappy slide. To my young mind, it was overrated hype, a triumph of advertising over reality. Today, I realize I was being taught a valuable life lesson. Few things measure up to the expectation, and the world is full of con artists out to sell you a lie. The trouble is, we still believe it. Well, there you go, I'm a happy chappy, aren't I? On that cheerful note, I think I'll leave you to it. So until next week, goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. My story this evening is called Max is Your Man. The advertisement in the London Times read as follows. Adventure. In 20-point Garamond. No follow-up address, nor an establishing phone to ring up. Max checked the ad section over the next 3 weeks and found the same single word reaching out and grabbing his attention. On a whim, Max headed down to the Times advertisement department. A rather crumpled clerk at the desk met his eye. Max replied, "Adventure." The clerk drew a revolver and pointed it at his head. "Are you quite sure of that, young master?" said the clerk. Totally unflustered, Max said, "Quite so." And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello everyone, Lazy here, and this is my story for this week. The tracking adventure ended abruptly when Lana tripped and fell off a cliff. Instead of the expected anguished agitation, her tracking companions looked down in silence. She was never good at this. The others shook their heads. Should we try to fetch her? The others shook their heads. Look for help? The others shook their heads. And they stood there for a while. A cell phone rang. Ah, it's Lannis. Should I answer? The others shook their heads, and they continued that tracking adventure. Good thing we paused a bit up there. I was getting out of breath. The others nodded enthusiastically. Oh, boy. So, this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcuff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Love's Great Adventure turned out to be something of a disappointment. A bit of a misadventure, if you ask me. Over the last 20 years, I'm sure we both considered divorce. Maybe even quietly dispatching each other with a dose of rat poison when things became a little heated. But you don't. You knuckle down, accept that this is how things are, and count your blessings. 20 years. Even 20 sad, uninspiring years merit some sort of celebration. So here we are. Food, wine, candles, flowers, soppy carts, and tired smiles. Did I mention the rat poison?
Greetings, my starfish. Munzee here. Did you miss me? Yeah, I figured you might. But not to worry, because I'm back now, with story enough for each and every one of you. 100 words of story is enough, yeah? You can all share it. Cool, because that's really all I've brought. Adventure by Chris Monroe. Life's an adventure, insomuch as you're stranded on a rock, hurtling through space faster than you can possibly comprehend, around an atomic furnace that's constantly exploding. Life, however, is not an adventure, insomuch as you probably spend much of it doing the same things over and over, both at work and in your free time, out of habit rather than genuine desire to partake in such activities, whatever they might be in your particular case. So yeah, mixed bag. If the first thing's good enough for you, hooray. If not, responsibility to create additional adventure is yours, and yours alone. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. That's me for another week, Starfish, and may the next week be a great one for you all. And for me. For everyone, really. Let's all have a great week together.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 490 with a prompt of adventure. First of all, congratulations, Lawrence, for losing so much weight. I know it's not an easy thing to do, and I'm inspired by you. I'm trying to run and lose a little weight myself, and in 2 months I've lost about 2 pounds, so you're inspiring. Secondly, Shooting Stars 2, Drawn into the Mist, goes live this Tuesday, the 15th, and I have a Rafflecopter giveaway for a Kindle HD7. To join in on the raffle, go to my blog at norvillejoe.com/blog, and you'll find the entry thingamajig, whatever it's called. There's lots of ways to enter. Anyway, here's my story. My daughter didn't want to do anything this summer besides talk to her friends on Skype and play Minecraft. Ignoring her heated protests, I signed her up for the Isosceles Logic Adventure Camp. Had I known they would spend 8 hours a day for 5 days doing nothing more than playing Sudoku, I probably wouldn't have signed her up. It turned out okay, and all the kids really got into the Japanese puzzle that actually was developed in America. They had an intense tournament on the last day of camp, and my daughter ended up a second-degree black belt. Thanks for listening. Come by my raffle, and we'll see you next week.
Take 3. Hello, hello, Danny Dwyer, blah, blah, blah. This is my entry for Weekly Challenge 490 Adventure. I've been listening to the videos of the cars on YouTube a lot lately, and I've come to 2 conclusions. 1, if I were as good-looking as Benjamin Orr, Branka Petrovic would be attracted to me. And 2, if Benjamin Orr never saw a doctor, he would have never died of pancreatic cancer in 2000. I get it. You feel severe pains in your stomach, time to see a doctor. But where's the sense of adventure? What the hell? I'm going to die anyway. I remain convinced if I refuse to see a doctor, I'll live longer than expected. And that's my entry for this week. And, geez, you know, I try to make it more sound more positive than last week, and I just can't help myself. No, it doesn't work. Okay, that's my entry. Deal with it. Hello. Bye-bye. Talk to you later.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Long ago, I owned an Atari game console. The graphics were crude, basic. Just colored blocks, really. One of my favorite games was Adventure. You were a simple block that sought a rudimentary chalice. Navigating the maze, you had to avoid dragons. I remember my heart racing as I dodged their attacks. The sword was just a simple, crude arrow, but it sure killed those dragons. These days, with the complicated controls and intense 3D, 4K graphics. You'd think I'd be lost in these worlds. It's too overwhelming for me. I slide in the adventure cartridge and power on.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of adventure. Wasn't that fun? I had fun listening to those. I hope you did too. And if you're driving in your car or flying somewhere or just working out in the morning, I hope they made it a little easier for you. The next topic is going to be Scoop. You can check out more at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Sorry about the site being down yesterday, but the host is having a little ups and downs. I may move things over to my own server, which might run a little easier. I don't know. It's just, if it's up, it's up. It's down, it's down. You know, you run your iTunes, you run your Stitcher, you cache a bunch of them. Nobody's listening to them all. If you're listening to them all, say, hey, I'm listening to them all in the comments, and then I'll know better. Until that, I just, you know, what is it, Tinny? Okay, Tinny wants me to pet her, so I gotta go. I will see you next week. Thank you for listening and being a part of the weekly challenge. And as always, keep it brief.